Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
John, Mark, Derek, Melissa, Beth, Cecilia. We have a full roster of horny, horny human beings.
Some call him the Prince of Poonanny,
the Baron of Butt Plugs,
the Duke of Dongs.
His mission to bring pleasure to the men and women of Kansas City.
He stands astride the intercom multiplex, waving high the big black dildo of destiny.
As he brings you a game that we like to call the Adult Toy Price is Right.
That's right, it's time to play a little game we like to call
the Adult Toy Price is Right!
Here's how it works. We choose three callers from the listening audience.
Then we describe the item that's up for bid.
The listeners place their bids.
The listener who gets the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over wins the prize!
And now, here's your host, the undisputed king of the Vibration Nation, Johnny Dare!
I didn't bring up the point that I had to explain to T that Al Needham was dead before this movie was made.
He didn't know.
He had no idea. Just Golden Globes and Oscars and it's new and Brad Pitt.
I really had no idea.
No kidding. Yeah. How's The Mandalorian going for you?
It's a good show.
Yeah.
Joker won an award.
What did?
Joker.
Yeah, I'm sure it did. It was a good movie. By the way, the Hitler movie came out this week. This weekend I didn't go, but I'm going to see it. The Jojo.
Jojo Rabbit.
Jojo Rabbit, where his imaginary friend is Adolf Hitler. Which I gotta go see that. I'm going to go to the theaters.
It really does look interesting.
Yep. All right, let's play. Guys first, man. Let's go. John, welcome to the show. What's your story?
John, 33, been married 7 years. My wife's got a vibrator. I've got a hydrobater.
What's a hydrobater?
It looks like a Dyson hairdryer, kind of. My buddy gave it to me as a gag gift.
Uh-huh. Well, his wife caught it with him? Because that sounds expensive.
No, yeah. It's real noisy.
Hydrobater. Hydrobater. Yeah. Pipe Dream Products, PDX Elite Hydrobater. I just pulled it up on Amazon. A $75 hydrobater.
You got nice rounds.
That's a deal.
Yeah. So, is it any good?
It's all right.
Well, look, we're all friends here. You stick your ding dong in it. Don't lie. It's $75.
Yeah, no, I mean, it works. Get the job done. That's what's important, right?
Are we talking about your girl or are you talking about your masturbation?
Either one.
Right? How, after 7 years, still exciting?
Yes, all right. Very much so.
Very good, man. All right, John, you're going to play. Mark's going to play. Mark, what's your story?
Hey, Johnny, this is Mark, Topeka, 51 years old, married 23 years.
Wow, good for you. How is it?
Miserable. You and I have talked about it before.
Oh, Jesus Christ. So you're still hanging in there, huh? You know, you're not dead yet. You could leave.
Yes, I'm still hanging in there trying to get the daughters out of high school. Oh. But, I've got a...
What do they look like? maybe they can live in my
school
house.
Age. Crazy, mean as your mother.
Oh, good times, man. No.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Mark. Well, let's see if we can't find something to stick your wiener in. When's the last time? Did you even get to bang your wife anymore?
4 years ago.
God. What do you guys even talk about?
We actually get along pretty good, trying to co-parent and keep our heads above water.
Sure.
You know, keep,
well, and that's nice. Don't ruin the kids. Don't ruin the kids.
They're already ruined.
What do you mean? Are they just mean? Are they already sexually active? They're making babies. What are they doing?
Oldest daughter, one grandchild. The two in high school. Very independent, strong-minded.
Is that the words we're using for bitchy?
It could be.
Would you use those words for your wife?
I don't even think about her, speak about her most of the time, you know. Yeah. Just, yeah, I've had 7 years dealing with this.
Is the sex any good? Was the sex amazing?
I thought it was.
At one point?
At one point.
Do you get to, could you bang other chicks now?
Well, I decided in 2020, I joined one of the dating websites and stepped out there a little bit. You know, not met anybody, not gone out with anybody yet. But, you know, at one point I was no way in hell I was going to do that until I was divorced. And now I'm like, I don't give a damn.
Does she care?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't care.
Well, but come on. If you guys aren't getting laid for, I mean, I don't have time to completely therapize you today, but you, but I mean, after 4 years, like she, I mean, I feel like she'd be like, yeah, do what you got to do. I mean, I feel like you guys should come to an agreement of like, hey, we're going to parent the kids. That's important. We're not going to fight in front of them. We're going to try to set some decent example. And then, you know, I'm not going to bring it home, but maybe I'm going to go out and do my thing.
Yeah. Well, that's what I told her a couple years ago. Go do whatever it is you need to do. Just don't bring it to the house.
And what? And she's cool with it?
I guess. I don't know.
You got to get up, just pull up that Tinder thing. And that way you just do hookups.
Yeah, I thought about that.
Yeah, anyway. All right, let's just, in the meantime, let's see if we can find something for you to stick your D in.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, Mark. Hey, I'm with you, brother. I'm with you. By the way, thank you, because I'm never, ever getting married.
I will never get married ever again.
No. I had a really nice weekend with Sassy.
Yeah, it's one and done. Yeah.
She's going to go home today.
You have convinced me over the years of listening to you that you were correct.
Listen, I'm all for love. Big love fan. Big fan of the love.
Oh, yeah.
You can ask anybody. I don't fool around on her, do I?
No. That's probably the one surprising thing. I know that sounds bad, but you are very, when you are dating someone, it's them.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Very monogamous.
Listen.
That's the way I am.
Not
like a German shepherd.
Not many girls want to date me, so I got to be my best friend here, especially when they're so far out of my league. Yeah. So you stay there, Mark. I'm going to get one more guy. Derek, welcome to the show. What's your story?
Morning, Derek. Morning, Johnny. This is Derek, 31. Still married, almost 4 years. And my wife got a vibrator.
You listening to Mark?
Yeah.
How's it feel? I mean, is it scary, or are you like, this might be better?
Marriage-wise, started out as a shotgun wedding, and let's just say that it's still going.
Sorry, buddy.
you say shotgun, like you went, I have this responsibility, or somebody looked at you and went, hey, you're going to marry her.
No, we decided to get pregnant first.
No, hold on, nobody decides to get pregnant first. She did, not you. What was the excuse? Yeah, what was the excuse? My birth control just failed.
Well, she was the type, I guess more so I was the type where if she wanted anything, I just gave it to her just so I didn't have to hear about it.
Gotcha. And as soon as she got it, no more?
Right.
Yeah. This is a day of happiness, isn't it?
All right.
Well, listen, you know what, D? Here's the thing. There. Try to work it out, and when you realize, if you were to realize that it doesn't work, don't waste any more time. Get on your way.
Absolutely, man.
All right. Derek, Mark, John, I feel like that's the most honest advice I can give somebody. You know, this whole, it's work. Yeah, okay. Work is the thing a girl says when she doesn't want to give it up, but still wants the paycheck and you lift heavy things up on the second shelf. When she needs someone to mow the lawn and fix the car, it's just work. Just work. I don't want it to be work. You know what I want? I want to go pops around the corner and goes, who wants their knee sucked? Hey. All right, John, Mark, Derek. This is how it's going to go. The bid closest to the manufacturer's exactual suggested retail price, sorry, without going over, will win the item up for bid. In case of a three-way, the closest one will take it home. So you got to listen to me now, fellas. Listen up.
For the fellas.
All right, I'm up for bid today, and it's a big ticket item. It's the Spin Master Swirling Action Rotating Masturbator from Lovebox. This swirling sleeve is deliciously textured and delivers unrelenting pleasure with minimal work on your part.
Fellas, if you're too lazy just to simply rub one out, you know this masturbation ball will make you scream and shout. Just stick that in and let it spin around like a twister, buddy. You're gonna pound town if your laziness is truly profound.
your boner.
Now I know how my car feels going through the car wash.
Oh, blast my undercarriage.
10 unique rotation modes.
High-powered vibration.
Reverse rotation capabilities.
Sit back, push a button, and let it spin round.
Yeah, fellas, it's time to place your bids, but just make sure you hide this from your kids.
Hey, son, you've been in the bathroom for a half hour. Oh, Christ. Clean it when you're done.
It's the Spin Master, swirling action, rotating masturbator from Love Box. It's a big ticket item, fellas, and it can be yours if the price is right.
Love Bots with a Z, so you know it's good. The 10X rotating masturbator. All right, fellas, you're going to have to listen up, and it was a big ticket item. So, John, what would you bid for such? Hold on. Let me open this up. Let me just take this. I'm going to stick my thing. Hold on now.
All right, all right.
You're the only happy one on the whole show. I'm not rooting for you. I just want you to know. I'm not rooting against you. Oh, look at that. So it's got a, although the little nubbins inside, I'm sure they feel good, but if that were a real person, I would pull my finger out and walk right to the bathroom and be like, I'm going to need to burn this off.
Oh, my God.
Because that feels like you got something going on in there. Like,
you're not supposed to have
good.
Speed bumps.
Mm-hmm. I believe those are what they call the GW, mm-hmm. the Janet Awards. Those are not just 1,000 tiny fingers urging me to let go.
Mm-mm.
No.
It's a well-traveled woman.
Yes, it is. So this is the on button.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like a car wash.
Yeah,
and it lights up like a disco.
Woo!
It does. And then, hold on.
It really does.
So here's... And it spins. And then... This
here. Oh, it's okay. Churning.
I feel like you're... What is that?
It's spun around the other way. You can go back and forth, back and forth.
Ooh.
I wonder what I figure it. Oh, my. Oh, wash it.
Righty tighty, left loosey.
Daddy's dirty. Daddy's so dirty. Put your finger in that thing. Yeah, I bet you can't do that.
Oh, who the hell can? My goodness.
Yeah. Very nice.
Oh, I know some of you are sad. That might turn it around for you.
I'd squirt a whole bunch of lube or at least soap in there and clean that thing like nobody's business.
Oh, yeah.
Look how clean you'd be. How about you buff that to a high shine?
You really could. That thing on.
All right, John, what would you bid for such an item?
Man, I'm going to go with 110.
110, John says. 110. Mark?
145.
145. And finally... Derek, married for how many years now? Four?
Late day will be 4 years.
4 years. All right. What would you bid?
69.
I see what you did there, because that's a sexual position.
It never happened.
And the actual manufacturer suggested retail prices?
$125.99.
Ooh.
Mark? You still ain't getting laid, my friend.
Oh, well.
John.
Yes, sir.
It's embarrassment of riches. You're still getting banged. Your wife loves you. It's all working out for you. And you got a brand new $125
D-spinner
thing.
Happy day for me, sir.
It really is. It really is a Monday fun day for you.
Yeah, I can't wait to feel the genital warts inside of it.
Oh, my. All right, listen. Hey, do we have anything for Mark?
Hey, I think we scratched something up.
Hey, don't scratch. Find something
no,
like
I mean,
like
yeah.
decent, all right?
Yeah,
Mark, here's what I'm going to do for you.
Okay.
Because you're killing me. You're just killing me.
You feel for him.
You're a good human being, and you're doing your best, and I want you to have something, some happiness in your life. I'm going to leave something. I'm going to leave something at the front desk for you, okay?
Okay.
I don't know what it is, but it will be worth driving here from Topeka, if for anything, you're out of Topeka.
This is true.
Okay. And what's bad? I mean, what? Think about how good a Monday looks when you see the Topeka sign in your rearview mirror.
I drive over to Kansas City every day for work.
So. God. It's like getting into bed at night with your wife and you look expectantly like, eh? And then you're like, nope, got to go back to Topeka.
Don't even sleep in the same bed anymore. I haven't for about 2.5 years.
Well, that's good.
Jeez.
I mean, but that's good. If you ain't getting laid, why do you want to sleep with somebody? I'm like, give me the whole bed. Listen,
nope, yep.
At that point, you stay. You're getting a Dutch oven. and I'm peeing on the toilet seat.
Yep.
All right. Listen, Mark, I am going to get you that.
I appreciate it, Johnny.
All right, brother. I love you, man. John, you stay right there. You're the big winner, and good for you. Stay there. And then Derek?
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, what have I got here for you? How about you want a five-finger death punch, Papa Roach? That's all the way in April.
Five-finger death punch for my birthday.
Take it away, my friend. April 29th.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. Stay right there.
You did the right thing.
Yeah.
He's going to really, really thank you later.
Oh, my God. Damn, man. For the record, I'm not against love or relationships. This marriage thing seems to be...
You have an issue with marriage and...
I have an issue with staying in a bad situation.
That should be... No one should have to do that.
No.
And it sucks. He's trying. He's hanging in there.
Yeah.
But let me tell you, somebody that grew up in a house of crazy...
And at the end, there's no medal for throwing it away. Hmm. I got to curb that business. But that's just me.
The kids tend to know when things aren't all that great.
Really?
The way. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. When you have to tell your mom,
hey.
You
open up your cell phone, you find out your ex-wife isn't banging you, but she's banging some dad bod super Christian with two kids and a wife.
They sound like they need each other, then.
I wonder if I saw that story play out in front of me. I'll tell you that on the air some other time, but I'm not in a home wrecking mood today. Hey, not the one that got wrecked. That one's already wrecked. that one's wrecked and already on the mend. But his hasn't been wrecked correctly yet. But if you're listening, it ain't over, son. I still got the picture of you naked in front of that mirror that you sent her. You look fat. But that's another story.
It is.
But vengeance will be his. For my friend, because I ain't taking it, even if he does. All right. Cecilia. Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
Hi.
What's your story?
How are you, Johnny?
I was venting a little bit about a friend's pain. But
I definitely understand. I'm Cecilia. I'm 27. I'm single and plan to stay that way.
Good for you.
How
old are you?
Huh?
How old are you?
I'm 27.
Oh, my God. You're perfect right now. Look at you. You're perfect. You're happy. Yeah, do you have kids or no?
Yes, I have a 5-year-old daughter.
All right. Now, you know how that kid got made, right?
Yep.
And you got one, so you don't need another one.
Exactly.
That's right. She's fun right now, right? 5 years old, they're cool.
Oh, yeah. She's awesome. And, it was the best thing that came out of that dead-end relationship.
Sure.
And I'm grateful for it, and I learned my lesson.
There you go. And did your body bounce back?
Yeah.
Yeah. So here's the thing. Well, if you're gonna push the kid out, the little dream eater, the crumb snatcher, go ahead and do it super early, because then your body bounces back. I'm talking like 16, 17. You know what I'm saying? Don't you wish you just...
I got pregnant with her 2 months after I turned 21. So that sucked a little bit, but, I'm grateful for what I have. And like I said, 5 years down the drain, and I'm not doing it again.
You know, my sweet mother from Norwich, England told me, "Don't up the bum, no babies come." All right, you stay right there. What are you into, Cecilia? What do you have at home, toy-wise?
I just have a vibrating egg right now, and I'm great, would be willing to take anything else.
Why are you so vagina poor?
Because I'm a single mom. I'm poor as shit.
Oh, easy. I'm going to be poor as ass if you keep cussing on the show.
Sorry.
That's all right. Let me see. But I do love a girl with a dirty mouth. All right, Cecilia, you're going to play. I got to get you. Stay right there. Cecilia only has an egg. And this one's not fertilized, so we're all... It's a benefit. Beth is with us. Beth, hi.
Hey, Johnny. How are you?
I'm well. What's your story?
My name's Beth. Who are you? I've been married for 20 years, and I have a rabbit at home.
You, how's the marriage going?
Great.
Good. Your voice went up kind of high when you said that, so I tend not to believe people that go, "Great."
No, it's awesome.
That's the most unbelievable thing I've heard. All right, how's the sex? How's the sex life?
Great.
Okay. Beth, it doesn't hurt once you go dead inside, does it?
No, this sex life is perfect.
Yep.
I promise.
Cecilia and Beth are right there. Cecilia, Yeah. Pay attention to why you don't get married right there. Beth, you stay right there. I love you. I think you're a good girl, and I got to get Melissa on. Melissa, who are you?
Good morning. I am Melissa, 38. I'm currently going through a divorce.
I'm sorry about that. But better days are on the way.
Yes. Yes.
38, though, you're in that dirty part of your life.
Yeah.
You're still good to go, but you're pretty unembarrassed.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. So you're going through divorce, and what are you into? Other girls, three ways, swinging, nothing, masturbating constantly, what?
Yeah, I go both ways, and I'm pretty experimental.
Yeah? Did you guys swing during the marriage?
No.
What went bad with that? And I mean, unless you're going to tell me that he like hit you in the face, and that's a terrible downer for a masturbation segment.
No, we, you know, he's a great guy. We just were.
Oh, you left him? No.
Yeah. I did.
Whenever they say he's a great guy, mm-hmm. he's the one that got curbed.
He's an excellent provider.
He really was a good father. But I just needed this other D.
No, it wasn't bad. We're better off as friends. Definitely. Okay.
When's the last time you got it on with a lady?
A couple weeks ago.
And did you do this? You didn't do this during your marriage.
No.
What's wrong with you? Why didn't you?
Well, because he considered that cheating.
Oh, my God. You should have gotten rid of him out of the gate.
Well.
Was he? Would you have let him be in the middle of it? Could he have been in the middle of it?
No, I don't share very well.
Oh, no, then yeah, no. Then the answer is no. I'm back in the game with him now. Listen, you can't go out there and get naked with a chick and I'm left on the couch tugging one out. No.
Which is why I was a little more willing to agree to that.
You crazy bitch. Sorry.
Sometimes,
sorry,
yeah.
That tiger got up. You, but I mean, so would you have let him bang you and then you bang the chick? Could he have been involved that way?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, too late
now. By the way, just for the record, you do realize you're having sex with another human, and that is, by all standards, still cheating. What's the difference between you having sex with her and him having sex with her?
It was consensual.
It was consensual? But
he would have consented to my cheating.
Yeah. Oh, so he just guessed he'd let you do it. I got you. I got you. All right. I'm just saying. Yeah. But so how was, by the way, because I'm curious. I know we're running long, but so the other day, you meet up with a chick or was it a friend?
It was a Tinder hookup.
A Tinder hookup. So you put on there, I like both boys and girls. I'm 38 years old.
No, I'm on Tinder only for women.
Okay.
I am not interested in finding men on Tinder. Mm-mm.
So you want a real, like, boyfriend type in real life, but you want a dirty on Tinder.
Yeah.
Okay. I got you. I totally get that. So you're 38. Are you in good shape?
Yeah.
Like what? Like, what would you give yourself? 1 through 10.
I mean.
It's okay.
I would give myself a lower number, but I've been told better.
I'm a four.
I would say, like, I'm a six.
You're out of my league. And so you meet this chick, and so because I'm real curious about how this Tinder thing goes, girl on girl. So were you nervous about it? This was the first Tinder hookup?
Yep, my very first ever. We went to dinner first, so that was an icebreaker.
Who swiped on who? I guess you both swiped on each other.
Yes.
I've never Tindered. But okay, so you swipe, and you look at her, and how old is she?
She's my age, 38.
All right. Does she like guys too, or just chicks?
Yes, both.
All right, but she wasn't looking for a guy.
No.
And what would you give her 1 through 10?
Like 6.
Okay. And so you guys go to dinner, and then what do you talk about?
We just talked about life. She's got a child, a young child. I have 2 kids, so we talked about that. Talked about my marriage, her relationships.
How much
we had in common.
You were done with the D, and how much you'd like to go ahead and smooch her right on her baby maker?
Sure.
Like to give her a kiss on her old toddler hatch. So then you guys, where do you go to have sex?
My hotel.
You got a hotel.
I was out of town. Yeah, I was out of town.
Oh. Okay. What city was it?
Louisville, Kentucky.
Mm-hmm. Does she have all her teeth?
Yes.
All right.
Just quick to answer that one.
All right.
Yes.
Who went up for bat first?
She did.
Uh-huh. And would you say, was she a killer? Was it awesome?
It was pretty good, yeah.
Yep. And then when it was your turn, were you like, I guess I better do this.
There was no hesitation, if that's what you mean.
No, good for you. And so both of you took care of the other one, and then is it just over?
Yes.
Hey, you stop coughing there, tuberculosis. You're ruining my moment. All right, listen, we'll come back to this. Melissa, Beth, Cecilia, the closest to the actual manufacturer, suggested retail price not going over will ruin the item up for bid. So, Melissa, you dirty, dirty. Beth, Cecilia.
Yes.
Listen up.
For the ladies, our item up for bid is the G-Spot Slim Rechargeable 8-Inch Vibrator from Cloud 9.
My name is
Pleasure Spot vibrators have a curved shape to stimulate the sensitive area on the front wall of the vagina. Many report that the Pleasure Spot area is more sensitive when they're already aroused. To achieve the best Pleasure Spot stimulation, your spot requires firm pressure and repetitive strokes.
Which is fine, but first you gotta find the G-Spot.
Which is harder than when we were looking for Osama bin Laden in an Afghani cave.
Not that I'm comparing your vagina to an Afghani cave.
That is, unless you're from Afghanistan and, well, have a cavernous vagina, then in which case, meh. Ladies, allow me to tell you about the G-Spot Slim. It's a flexible 8-inch vibe. It has 8 vibration patterns. It has an ergonomic handle. And its sculpted hand grip allows a comfortable resting place for your fingers during use. In fact, Amazon user Kathy says,
"It's pretty and does a great job.
It's so strong I could only use it for 30 minutes.
I held the vibrator in my hand and to my surprise, my carpal tunnel was relieved."
Kathy?
You ever think you might have carpal tunnel because you're rubbing it out 30 minutes at a time?
You might want to ratchet it back a little.
Maybe find something more constructive to do with that time, like, you know, volunteering at church.
But make sure and wash your hands first there, diddling.
You know, there's a loaves and fishes joke I can make here, but I won't.
It's the G-Spot Slim Rechargeable Vibe from Cloud 9. It can be yours, ladies, if the price is right.
Oh, look at this thing. And this is the Pro Central series. And, it's that nice soft stuff.
Hmm.
Where's the on button, right? Where's it at?
On the other side.
All right, so that's on now. Oh, there we go. Oh, yeah, so that one. But then you can go like this. Hold on, so it's flex. Well, okay, it doesn't stay there, though.
Right.
But so you could kind of.
Got to get up there and sort of flag like.
Mm-hmm. This is what you call that, the Squirt Master 5000?
Jesus Christ.
By the way, who laughed because you're a squirt? Who was that? Who?
That was me.
Who?
Melissa.
Melissa? We're a squirter, aren't we? Yes.
No.
Yes.
What was that toy again?
Now, there we go. So what do you think?
That's got a lot of power, to be honest with you.
Goes right up on the old G-Spot.
Yep, fits nicely in your purse, and if you probably bend it in half, it might fit 2 other places. Just saying.
Oh, you really always go there, don't you?
Just saying. When you look at it, you can look at all it can do.
I don't know what you're into or if you've explored your G-Spot. Cecilia?
Yeah.
How's that G-Spot working out for you?
All right.
It's getting when you feel it. It goes even harder when you put settings to it.
Hold on. All I heard was feel it. It's getting harder.
No, it goes harder. It goes faster. I mean, it's
more powerful.
More powerful.
You really wanted me to know that, ladies.
The little button. You press power button again. Just click it. I turned it off.
That's the highest.
I believe so.
Yeah. Alright. Thank you, T.
It's quality, buddy.
Don't ever help me again.
It's very nice.
Cecilia, what are you gonna pay for this?
$69.99.
I see what you did there. Just like Derek had to make the sex joke, didn't you?
So you said $69.99?
Cecilia, you and I both know nobody ever really finishes during that, do they?
No.
It's too distracting, isn't it?
Correct.
It's kind of neat. It's kind of neat, though. All right, Beth?
I'm going to go with $39.99.
And finally, Melissa, you dirty squirter.
I'll go with $49.99.
And the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price is
$34.99.
Damn! Beth!
Woo-woo!
You ever? Woo-woo-woo, indeed. Beth, you ever found that G-Spot?
I did.
I did. Are you one of those ladies that can do that thing?
I can do all kinds of things.
Dirty bird. All right, that's all yours. That's a nice one, too, by the way. Congratulations. All right. Thank you, sir. Cecilia. Hello?
Hello?
Hello. You're young, and you have your entire life in front of you. No more kids. Go out and enjoy.
Yes, sir.
Find just the thing you like. Let me give you some tickets. You want to go to the fight night for a bunch of aggressive men? Maybe not. Or Five Finger Death Punch.
Five finger death punch.
Okay.
Please.
Just five fingers. After I said that, it was all yours, wasn't it?
Yep. Thank you, Johnny.
You're welcome, man. All right, Melissa. Melissa?
Yeah.
All right. Love you. Would you like to go to Five Finger? Would you like to go to Theory of a Dead Man with 10 years or some MMA fight nights?
Let's do Five Finger.
Right. Always with the fingers in this one. You what?
I love Ivan Moody.
Do you want to push your Tinder account or do you rather keep that private? I'm just saying, if you want to say how to find you on Tinder, you can on the show, and then maybe it'll bring more girls in for you. Or if you'd rather be private, then you don't have to.
You know, I'm doing pretty good right now. I think I'll keep it private for now.
Okay. All right. Well, let me know if we need
to.
All right. Enjoy and be very safe.
Thank you.
All right, then. Stay right there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.